My name is Dennis, and I'm with CEF. It's an honor to be here with you guys this morning. And I'm just going to go over a couple of things here. It's like an introduction that we do for one of our lessons. And it starts out with a memory verse, and that's what I'll go over. The memory verse just happens to be right up here. Can everybody read that one and say it? Here we go. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 8. Okay, very good. Now, I wanted to show you this. Okay, what is this stuff? Any idea? It's grass. Okay, can you tell me some things about grass?
It's green.
Okay, it's green.
It needs water.
Needs water, right. Something else? How does it, go ahead.
Shine.
Huh?
Shine.
Okay, that's great. How about, is it maybe soft too?
Yeah.
Kind of soft, right? You ever walk in the grass and it feels real nice?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, and what about this one now?
Flower.
Okay, it's a flower. What are some things about flowers that you see on this picture? Hmm? They grow from seeds. That's right.
That's my granddaughter right there.
That's right. Yep, the seeds are being planted. Something else?
There's biology.
Biology? Okay, there's biology to it. That's right. What about the colors and stuff? What do you think?
It's colors.
Different colors, that's right.
And it's purple.
Right, purple. That's right. It's got a little bit of almost like orange there, a little bit of yellow here too, and white. So there, are they beautiful? What do you think? Yeah, they're beautiful, aren't they? Well, so animals and people around the world depend on grass and plants for food. Flowers are beautiful to look at. What are some things people use flowers for? Any idea what people use flowers for?
Decoration.
Mm-hmm. What else? Oh, maybe a special event. What might be a special event for maybe two people? What do you think? They might get married, right? They might get married or some other special event like that. Or sometimes people are in hospitals too. And they use those flowers to help perk them up, right? Okay. So the thing about grass and flowers is that they don't last very long. The Bible tells us about something that will last longer than grass and flowers. Something that lasts forever. The verse again is, the grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever. We call God's Word the Bible. It is 66 smaller books, and it is made up into one big book, which has two parts, the Old Testament and the New Testament. And the books are divided into chapters and verses. The address for today's verse is Isaiah 40, verse 8. That means the verse is from the book of Isaiah. You can find the books at the beginning of the Bible. They have the list and the page number. So it's the book of Isaiah. Then it's going to be chapter 40. And then we look down here to verse 8. And there it is. Verse 8, right here in the Bible. Now I say to you this point. The verse for today. Say that with me in a quiet voice. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever. Now a little bit louder, okay? The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever. And now, even a little bit louder. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever. Amen to that. You guys got great voices. In the first half of this verse, it says that the grass withereth and the flower fadeth. Grass and flowers fade and die. When grass is alive, it is green and soft. When flowers are alive, they are beautiful and colorful. But grass and flowers do wither and fade. Grass dries up, and the flower's colors are no longer bright. Nothing in our world lasts forever. Everything in our world is dying. Even people get old, lose their strength, and eventually die. When God made the world, He made it to be perfect. He made people to know Him and love Him, but they chose to go their own way. Choosing to go your own way instead of God's way is sin. Because of sin, things do not last forever. But He also made people to know Him and to love Him. The Bible goes on and says that the flower fades, but the word of our God shall stand how long? One day? One week?
Forever.
Right. Forever. The word of our God shall stand forever. You should come up and do this. But anyway, God is eternal. He has always been and always will be. The Bible is God's message to us. God's true word written in the Bible will last forever. God's word is how we know who He is and what He is like. He is not like a human idea. It is God's book. God chose to tell us what He is like through the Bible. Through the years, the Bible has been carefully copied over and over again. God has protected His word through thousands of years. The Bible will last forever. Maybe you don't have a Bible at your house. Maybe you never saw a Bible until today. All of our lessons are from the Bible. You can know that they are true. The Bible is God's true message to you. It tells you about your sin, tells you about God's love for you, and how He made a way for your sin to be forgiven. It also tells you how God helps you to live on the earth once you know Him. So say with me, the Bible is true.
The Bible is true.
Maybe a little bit louder so some people back. The Bible is true. That's right. The Bible is true. And if you've already believed in Jesus as your Savior, God speaks to you through the Bible. You can know for sure that the Bible is true and will never pass away. So try to read God's word every day to learn how to love Him and how to live for Him. Will you do that starting today?
Yes.
Yes.
Will you do that starting today?
Yes.
Okay. And as I close, we're going to go through this verse one more time, okay? This is from the book of Isaiah. It is from the chapter 40, and it is from the verse 8. Okay, so at the end, we're going to say Isaiah chapter 40, verse 8. Okay, so let's all say this. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 8. Father, thank You for the honor to be here this morning. Thank You, Lord, for these precious little ones. Lord, I pray that You would be with them. I pray, Father, for Your blessing upon them. And if any do not know You, please, Lord, do a work in their hearts and their minds, that they would know You, Lord Jesus, as their Savior and as their Lord. I pray this in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. Thanks, everybody. I'll now turn it over to Mr. Jim.
Jim's going to speak. He's going to go over the history of CEF. Then I'll...
Thank you. We appreciate the time that you've given us to tell you about the Ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship. Child Evangelism Fellowship is a Bible-centered organization composed of born-again believers whose purpose is to evangelize boys and girls with the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ and to establish them in the Word of God in a local church for Christian living. The vision of Child Evangelism Fellowship is every child, every nation, every day. And we have a book. I've got a couple copies I'm going to leave for you so you can look at them, pass them around, find out, because there's a lot of information that we're not going to be able to cover today. So our vision, our ministry vision is to reach every child, every nation, every day. God has given his people a clear commission to reach every creature with the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ. Our special mission in CEF is to evangelize every child. In the last ministry year, our workers worldwide were able to reach 16.4 million children. Strategic ministry choices, such as good news clubs and public schools, and concentrating on high potential growth countries will give us a 15% increase of those children. Mark 16:15 commands us to go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Every nation. CEF is worldwide, serving in every region of the world in an ever-expanding way. Matthew 28:19 commands us to go ye therefore and teach all nations. Every day, we are committed to leading children to be in God's word every day. As children grow in their relationship with the Lord through meditating on his word, they develop godly character, which produces much fruit to the glory of God, including spreading the gospel to their peers. We now have over 800,000 Wonder devotional books in Africa, and 500,000 that will reach the children in Asia. Psalm 119:2 states, "Blessed are they that keep his testimonies and that seek him with the whole heart." So part of the history of CEF, I'll begin with this. CEF has over 2,900 missionaries overseas, and about 2,200 of them are nationals. In the United States and Canada, 700 full-time workers and 40,000 volunteers serve the ministry. This ministry was founded by Jesse Irvin Overholtzer in 1937. As he was growing up in his family, Jesse, at the age of 12, was convicted of his own sin and sought counsel from his mother. But he was told, "Son, you are too young." So it wasn't until he was in college that he heard the gospel and then trusted in Christ as his Lord and Savior. Later, as a pastor, he read one of Charles Spurgeon's sermons, which stated, "A child of 5, if properly instructed, can truly believe and be regenerated as an adult." And that is the core of how CEF was started right there. The Lord used this statement in his life to lead him to begin the ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship when he was 60 years old. The ministry has grown to be the largest evangelistic outreach to children in the world. And we are currently ministering in countries around the world and every state in the United States. But Jesse was frustrated in his ministry. He wasn't seeing any fruit. And when he first read the sermon, the part of the sermon that pricked his heart from Charles Spurgeon there, he wanted to argue with that. But he decided to put it to the test. So he started with a 9-year-old boy and carefully presented the gospel message to him, and he readily believed. Then he went to a 10-year-old girl named Ruby, carefully presented the gospel, and had the same results. Soon after that, it was 21 children that came to the Lord, and he was on fire. He started traveling crisscross in the United States. He was in Canada, setting up clubs. They weren't the Good News clubs because he didn't have that started yet. But he did the work for 15 years before the ministry started in 1937. And he lived in California, so when he wasn't on the road, he'd be back in California training students, teenagers, students from Biola University. And setting the stones for the ministry that would lie ahead for him. So in 1939, he had plans to go to Europe and Asia. And that didn't happen because of World War II. So him and his wife, they went south. They went to Central America, Mexico, the Caribbean, South America, and they were thriving. I mean, people were thirsty for the word. When they were in Argentina, one of the children that was in the Good News Club was Steve Green, the Christian singer and songwriter. And this is what he wrote. It's a foreword in the book. It said, "The ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship has been part of my life for as long as I can remember. When I was a child growing up in Argentina, my mom organized Good News clubs for our neighborhood. Children filled the home and heard the gospel for the first time. I remember CEF missionaries visiting our small town. Years later, CEF sponsored a concert tour for me throughout Argentina, enabling me to see firsthand their passion for reaching children. Today, CEF is needed more than ever in a world where children are too often seen as a nuisance and a burden. CEF reflects the heart of our Lord Jesus Christ. They welcome the little ones and offer them the glorious hope found in the gospel of Jesus Christ." June 11th, 2001 was a turning point for CEF. There was a Supreme Court hearing. It was a Good News Club versus Milford Central School. And when it was finished, it was decided that it would be legal to allow Good News Clubs to meet in school. Child Evangelism Fellowship could have access to public school facilities to conduct Good News Clubs. The decision stated that Bible clubs such as the Good News Club must be given the same access to school facilities that are accorded to any other non-school related group. Unfortunately, that same ruling is working against Child Evangelism Fellowship. The reason for that is because the Satanic Temple recently opened up after school Satan Club in Moline, Illinois. They specifically choose schools that have a Good News Club in them. There's an image that they put on a poster. It's a nearly 9-foot statue, depicts its leader as a tall winged human with goat's head and horns, with two children standing on either side looking up at that figure adoringly. The Satanic Temple, which runs a program, said students would be offered activities such as science, craft projects, puzzles and games, and that they would learn about benevolence, empathy, critical thinking, problem solving, and creative expression. Lucian Graves, a Satanic Temple spokesperson, told Fox News about the clubs. I'm hoping that with our presence, people can see that good people can have different perspectives. Sometimes the same mythology, but not mean any harm. This Satanic Temple, this isn't the first attempt. They attempted back in 2017. Fortunately, the clubs were not attended and they were closed quickly, but not all of them. I think some of them were closed when COVID started. So this is something that we keep in prayer that this is not going to be become an enormous problem for us. And we'd ask your prayer for that also. So our clubs, we have stories that we have that come from our Good News Club teachers. I'm going to just read a short one here. This is from A.J. Schmidt Elementary School. Jesus is our Savior. What do we need to be rescued from? If you ask the kids at our Good News Club at A.J. Schmidt, they will be quick to tell you that we need to be rescued from sin that separates us from God. And when asked what sin is, they will say, it is anything we say, think, or do that is not pleasing to God. Wow. Praise God for the clear foundational truths and biblical presentation of the gospel through CEF curriculum. One of our students is a young lady who had been in our club since first or second grade and will be graduating the middle school this year. For the first year or two of club, there were numerous times when she would just have tears running down her face when she heard the sacrifice that Jesus made for her. One of those times with tears running down her face, she looked at us leaders and exclaimed, you better be here teaching this club when my sisters get to school because they need to hear this. There are so many who need to hear the good news, and it is such a privilege to share the gospel in a public school through CEF. In addition to the students, what a witness to the school administration who are very accommodating to us and to the parents as they come in each week to pick up their kids, and we have a few minutes to share the good news with them. And I'll close with Romans chapter 10, verse 13 through 15. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring good tidings of good things. Thank you.
Thank you very much. That was Jim Maloney. He's one of my board members. Actually, Dennis is too, and they are big helps me. They help me a lot. Very good guys. All right. Should I bring it up? Oh. I left it down there, sorry. Thank you. Okay. All right. All right. We'll start with the video.
This is John. He's 21. He's never met Jesus. It's possible he never will. He's already formed his beliefs. His heart is hard. He no longer believes God is good. He's not alone. You can share the gospel with them, and you should. But according to George Barna, what you believe by the time you were 13 is what you will die believing. After the age of 19, someone's probability of accepting Christ drops to just 6%, leaving John on a path to a Christless eternity. How do you change his future? Let's go back in time to when John was a child. He never went to church. His mom doesn't trust them. So let's find his public school and establish a Bible club down the hall. There, someone introduces him to Jesus, who takes his life in a new direction. John's so excited, he tells his friends. One of them comes to Christ. His mother sees the change in his life. When he asks to go to church, she comes too. And she comes to Christ. And it all began in a public school Good News Club. But where did that club come from? Let's go back in time again. This is Jane's second year with Child Evangelism Fellowship. CEF trained her, created the materials to equip her and her team as they teach, and helps her raise support to work with children full time. Jane is not alone. Her church partners with CEF to host and staff Good News Clubs in two other schools. And around the world, hundreds of thousands of Christians do the same, evangelizing children, discipling them, and establishing them in local churches. As God transforms children's lives in Asia, Africa, the Middle East, and around the world, making the appointments and adjustments to bring the right person into the right life at the right time. Some he calls as children, some as adults, but for each he changes the line of their lives forever, threading them into a beautiful tapestry. This is his work. But he invites us to be his agents, to join him in taking the gospel to every child, every nation, every day, because today is someone's future. And this is how you change the future.
Okay. Thank you, Lord, for this this day, and thank you for the message from Jim and Dennis, Lord. Lord, thank you so much for all you do. Help us to reach children, Lord. We are in a battle, and we must fight it. Lord, give us strength and help us to be faithful. Lord, let the words of my heart and the meditations of my mouth be acceptable in your sight, my Lord, my God, my Rock, and my Redeemer. There once was a village near a beautiful cliff. The village people liked to walk along this cliff and feel a breeze in their face, a cool breeze. The children would play on the cliff sometimes, but sometimes it would fall off the cliff. This happened so many times that the villagers decided to put an ambulance at the bottom of the cliff. And you might be thinking, now that's not very, very wise. It's not a very smart thing. Why pick up the pieces of life's fall when the fall could have been prevented in the first place? They could put up a fence like the one you see around a schoolyard and stop the problem before it begins. And you're right. But there are many organizations that pick up the pieces of broken lives and try to put them back together again. But wouldn't it be better if we could put up a biblical fence? What changes would we see if children learn to trust in a loving Savior and learn to make good and wise choices based on the Bible? The church today faces its greatest challenge. Now, if you Google something like, or Google Jesus, you would receive over 3 billion hits on Google. Now, I'd advise you not to do this, but if you Google the word porn, you would receive more than double that much. Barna Research says that Christian children are rapidly moving away from the biblical worldview. They are not basing decisions on the Bible, what the Bible says is right or wrong. An entire generation hangs in the balance. 85% of children in the U.S. have never entered a church. How will we build a fence around them so they don't fall off the cliff and be lost to the world? Will we win them or will we lose them? An entire generation hangs in the balance. Oh. Someone once said, children do not make 100% of the population. But they do make up the future. Does it really matter that the adults who will be making the decisions tomorrow are the children of today? Does it matter that they will have a worldview and not a biblical worldview? What does the Bible say about child evangelism? Okay, if you please, if you have a Bible or if you have it on your phone, please, if you'd open it to chapter 18, verse 14. We'll just look at this. Jesus here is speaking to his disciples while he has a child in his arms. And he says, even so, it is not the will of your Father in heaven that one of these little ones should perish. Matthew Henry expounded on this subject, saying that Jesus was talking about children. Children in biblical days were the lowest in society then. People did not pay attention to them. Jesus warns his disciples in verse 6. In verse 6 in the same chapter, if you go over to that, it says, but whoso shall offend one of these little ones which believe in me, it is better than that a millstone be hanged about his neck and that he be drowned in the depths of the sea. What Jesus is saying here, the word hodus, which is the word these, which is really the word which means this. So Jesus is referring to the little one, this little one that he picked up and had in his arms. He used this as the object of the lesson, the child. In the same phrase, Jesus uses the word micros for the little, which means a small child. Micros usually carries the meaning of a child 4 to 5, and maybe as young as 3 years old. Then he said, who believe in me. The Greek word for believe here is also found in John 3:16, John 3:36, and Mark 16. I mean, John 3:16, most people know. And so this is a saving belief. Jesus is saying that children can believe. They can believe and trust in a loving Savior. By show of hands, how many of you have accepted the Lord before age 18? Please raise your hand. I would like you to look around and see how many there are. It's about right. It's okay. You can put them down. It's like George Barner said, the ages 4 to 14, 85% accept the Lord. And then the percentages go down from that. It's harder for an adult. As they get older, they get skeptical and they don't, you know, like Jesus said, you have to come to the Lord as a child. And it's harder for an adult to humble themselves and come to that place. So Jesus also gave us the Great Commission in Mark 16:15. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He did not say, go into the world and just teach adults. He said to every creature, the little and the big, the young and the old. Charles Spurgeon, a man known as the preacher of preachera, or the preacher of preachers, said, a child of 5, if No, a child of five. Hold on, I lost my spot. A child of five, if properly instructed, can truly believe and be regenerated as an adult. And he also said, a child who knowingly sins can savingly believe. One of his fences, or a teaching tool, and CEF uses it, is called the Wordless Book. It has different colors in it. It's called Wordless Book because it has colors in it. And I can explain this to you either in the question and answer period to follow, or you can see me later, and I can show you exactly how that works. It's a gospel tool, and it's really good for reaching people for Jesus Christ. And I'd love to share that with you. If we are to reach children for Jesus, what kind of numbers are we looking at? The numbers are staggering. I mean, just think of the world, how many children are in the world, let alone Erie County. But let's look at Erie County. There are 120,000 children, over 120,000 children in Erie County. That's K through 8. They're going to K through 8th grade. So if 17% are Christians, that means 20,000 are believers, leaving 100,000 as unbelievers. And I don't know what the statistics really are on that, but that's a big mission field there. There's 30,000 just in Buffalo alone. That's the Buffalo City school system. There are 5,000 in the St. Lancaster School District. Your pastor and I want to reach these children. We have an amazing opportunity to reach children right in the schools with an after-school Bible club called Good News Club. I got my turn. Oh. Barna Research Group, like we said, Barna Research Group gathers statistical data, Christian statistical data. They found that the chances of a teen between the ages of 14 and 18 accepting the Lord is 6%. But between the ages of 5, and if a person 18 years of older, and that's all the way up to senior citizenship, senior citizen, the chances are 6%. But between the ages of 5 and 13, the percentage is 32% to accept the Lord. If you were an investment banker, where would you put your money? And these little ones who accept the Lord, 83% stay in the church throughout their adult life. And just a little side note, in the school, in one of the Buffalo City schools, it was quite a club, but one of the children walking up to her parents' car was heard saying by one of the Good News Club teachers that she was saying to her parents, I accepted the Lord today, and we got to go to church. See, Lord knows what this is affecting. I mean, we're talking families, and we're talking children, and Lord knows what he can do with this. The world that I live in today is different than the one I grew up in. On average, kids spend 8 hours at least on TV and digital media each day. They view over 200 million YouTube videos. And I don't have the statistics on video games, but boy, they're prevalent when even they come to Good News Clubs. So our children are being discipled by the world. Satan doesn't wait until they're 16 or 18 being influenced by children. Why should we wait till they're older? And each time I open up a Good News Club in Erie County, there has been a child that comes up and says, who is this God and why should I know? Or what is the Bible and who's Jesus? Can you see things are getting, people need to hear. They need to hear. They have to hear so they can make the choice. By having a good news club in the local school, we have an opportunity today to bridge the gap between schools and the church. There have been times when we have a good news club, and the teachers tell me, a parent came up to us and said, my child is different, and I want what that child has. This is making a difference. By partnering together with First Baptist Church, First Bible Baptist Church and Child Evangelism Fellowship, we can be a fence builder to win a new generation for Christ. CEF will provide, our chapter will provide free training, age-appropriate curriculum, well-timed and proven program, and legal backing, as well as liability insurance for the Good News Club teachers and helpers. The church provides the workers for the Good News Club, the finances for materials like curriculum and snacks, and the church follow-up. One of the things that I stress is that the teachers and helpers, we want them to be discipled in the church. So when they come up for counseling, and they come up, I always say that you need to get them in church. One of the things I have a church do is they make an invitation. They have something to give the children so they can come to church. Whether you have a pizza party with a movie to get them in, it's just a great opportunity or something to get them interested in coming to church. That is where you can make, so the church provides workers. That is where you can make a difference. If the vision of winning children for Jesus, the Lord, can be felt in your heart in a way that you never thought possible, we want you on the team of fence builders. Will you be a fence builder? Will you be a force in your community for Jesus? Are you concerned about the eternity of children? Where will they spend it? You know, it's not like they're going to have a bad week. Now is the time to stand, to make a stand. The world is courting the children as soon as they begin watching TV or on the parents' lap watching the TV. Our computer. Choose today if you will be an ambulance driver or fence builder. We can evangelize children today for a brighter tomorrow. Here's a little poem, Ambulance in the Valley, Joseph Malins. Better guide well the young than reclaim them when they're old. For the voice of true wisdom is calling. To rescue the fallen is good. 'Tis best to prevent the people from falling. Better close up the source of temptation and crime than deliver from the dungeon or the galley. Better put a strong fence round the top of the cliff than an ambulance down in the valley. With a partnership together, we can build a fence at the top of the cliff and not need an ambulance in the valley. But we need you. In order to start a good news club in Lancaster School District, we need at least two teachers. One that's a main teacher and another one for a secondary. One teaches the lesson. What Dennis did was the memory verse. We need somebody to do like those things. And we need helpers, someone that can take attendance, someone that can hand out cookies, or someone to sit with the kids and just help them make wise and good choices while the club's going on. We need prayer warriors for the club, someone to pray for the Good News Club students, the teachers, and the school system, the school, and the administration there. CEF, our chapter, needs prayer warriors. We need believers to pray for this ministry. As you heard Jim saying, the Satan clubs are out there. There's a lot going against us, but our God is mighty and He's great, and we need prayer warriors. CEF needs finances. We need financial backing to keep the ministry going and growing. We need committee members. We need that guidance if you feel called for any of these things. Any of these items, Lord, please let me know or the pastor know. And I'll have a sign-up sheet. There's one on the round table. There's one on the table over here. You can sign up. Even if you want a newsletter, we have newsletters that are through email. We can reach you through email. You can find out what we're doing, stuff like that. Just, it's great. But please, don't let this pass by. And here's what a Good News Club is. This is a Good News Club promo. It's a little section of what a Good News Club does. And then we'll pray and open up for questions.
What is Good News Club? Good News Club is an exciting opportunity for elementary age kids to participate in an engaging and uplifting after-school program. All kids are welcome to join in on the fun in a safe environment where they can meet new friends, play games, sing songs, and learn the good news about Jesus Christ. During each club, boys and girls will learn Bible verses, participate in interactive songs, and hear life-changing lessons from God's true word, the Bible. Mm-hmm. Throughout every activity, they will learn more and more about who God is. Good News Clubs are sponsored and organized by Child Evangelism Fellowship. We're a Bible-centered organization committed to helping boys and girls around the world know who God is and how they can have a relationship with Him. And by partnering with churches in your local area, we're able to host Good News Clubs in your community and nearby public schools. Good News Club, like any other after-school program, has equal access to the public schools, which was granted by the Supreme Court in the early 2000s. We ensure your child will be taught in a safe environment by volunteers and teachers who have been carefully screened and trained. Children will learn, grow, and develop healthy relationships with those around them and with God. Every child with a completed registration form is welcome to be in Good News Club. We hope your child can be a part of this safe program full of fun, friendship, and learning. We'll see you at Good News Club.
Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing and what you will be doing. Thank you so much for these people that have listened and heard the message. Lord, help them to reach children for you. Lord, I ask this in your name, Jesus. Amen. Can have a little section for asking questions. Are there any questions? Well, one of the things I want to say is most of the people that volunteer are retirees. Not that people on second or third shift, or they're homeschool kids. The people that would be able to do it. Oh, go ahead. Absolutely. Okay. The colors. This is called a wordless book. And like the gold page is about heaven. And that's usually where you start. And usually you start off if you're just presenting the wordless book. This wordless book actually is in each one of the Bible lessons. Each one of these symbols have correspond with the color. So if you told a Bible story, well, let me tell you about this, though. This is the gold page. This page reminds me of heaven because the Bible says the streets are made in gold, of gold. And you know who else, you know who's in heaven? God. And God loves you so much. John 3:16 says, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. It says that God loves you. What is your name? Danya. You know what? You can put your name in that verse. God so loved Danya that he gave his, you know, you can put your name in that verse. So there's one thing, though, that God can't accept in heaven, and that is sin. Which brings us to this page, the dark page. Sin is anything we think, say, or do that breaks God's laws or displeases him. And I can go on, but there's each one of these come with color. And you can imagine what this one is. You know, this is the next page. But each one of them have a little section to them with a verse that goes along with them. So this is a great tool for reaching children and a great way to introduce the gospel. Now, the one thing is, like in the gospel stories, or in the stories, you add the gospel. Like, for instance, when Saul, when in his conversion, when he's going down the street to Damascus, I'm sure you know the story, he's blinded. Well, you're telling the story and you come along where he's blinded, and then you transition, you use a linking statement. Well, that's what sin does. It blinds you. Then you start doing the stuff that's on the dark page. So the gospel message is interweaved into the gospel, into the lesson. The gospel is in there. There's growth lessons for those who already accepted the Lord. And so it reaches not just the saved children, but those that haven't trusted in the Lord. So there's something for all the children. And any other questions? Go ahead. Once a week. And should the volunteers from this church, they would decide which day of the week. I advise that it's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, because it's a Monday or Friday, you miss them a lot. But it's a great opportunity. So it'll be once a week, unless there's a holiday or something like that. Go ahead, sir. Well, we have ways of, we reach the superintendent, and then we get permission through the superintendent. Our objective is to reach the school. Obviously, we start with the superintendent. He gives us permission. And usually into the technical things, what usually happens, it takes a little bit of time. He checks with his staff and his lawyers, really, and then goes through the board on the school board, and they will accept. Then we usually get in. I usually end up talking not only to the superintendent but the principal of the particular school, and then we talk about what other clubs do for, like, giving out permission slips and stuff like that for the kids, and then it starts up. And we would be starting in October, right after Columbus Day. Go ahead.
I'm wondering how many clubs the Good News Clubs do you have in the Erie County chapter? And my other question is, are there any Good News Clubs presently in Lancaster School District?
Thank you. Before COVID, we had 11 clubs. We were reaching the Lakeshore School District, the Eden Central School District, Frontier, and the Buffalo City School District. We had 11 clubs. We had, and after COVID, with COVID, we've gone to 6. But we are going to get back into the 11 clubs. Plus, we would like to reach the North Towns, which we haven't done. What was the second question?
Um,
Well, we don't have any Good News Clubs in Lancaster School District. This would be a great opportunity, great blessing to have it. I can't tell you definitively because there was a ministry here in 2008 and before 2008, and whatever happened, it dissipated, it closed down. It was CEF, but in 2015, God called me from Florida, and I started the ministry up here. God used me to start up the ministry here. So since 2015, I know that there's not been one in Lancaster School District. Go ahead.
Is there a way that you can find out more about that situation before?
Oh, okay. I know a deal about it. It just financially wasn't working, the old ministry, and it closed up. Go ahead, sir. We haven't had a volunteer that does Spanish, so we've been reaching the English speaking. But I would, if you know somebody that does speak Spanish speaking, we do?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Hey, you know. Okay. That would be great. And not only that, but one of our schools, one of the Good News Club teachers gets a lot of kids in there. And when we got it first started, there was 80 kids that came, over 80 kids. And we couldn't fit the kids into her classroom. Her classroom. So we had to use the library. But I lost the volunteers that were teaching in the library. They just went on to other things. So I'm like, I really could use some volunteers for even the Buffalo City School District. She could use some helpers. And I would like to redo that and get 80 kids again. That's just something. But go ahead. Who else? Okay, go ahead.
You mentioned that you opened the door by speaking with the superintendent, etc. Mm-hmm. If you had clubs, let's say, at the public school, mm-hmm. do you have to, is that something that's already been considered approved, or do you have to begin that process again? Because of, let's say,
I would have to contact the principal, but other than that, if you know the Buffalo City Schools, and it sounds like you do, it's run by City Hall, which God moved in a great way to get us into the Buffalo City School. We have two clubs in the Buffalo City Schools, which is amazing. Our two schools we're reaching, which we want to reach more, and there's good potential. I would have to talk to each one of the principal at the Buffalo City, that particular school, and it would take a little process, but I would be able to get in, Lord, you know, with the Lord's help. Okay. All right. And I wanted to say there is a sign-up sheet in the back. There is also, we're having a brunch on May 14th. We're going to have a speaker flown in from Florida, Dale Hudson. There's a little card in the back. If you're interested, you can go to our website. You can sign up for the brunch. It's May 14th. It is like 10 a.m., but I think you should be a little early. And you can sign up on the website, cefbuffalo.org. cefbuffalo.org. But there's a card in the back for that, a little card. And there's other information in the back. And please, if you feel like you want to still talk to me, I'll stay after the service, and I'd appreciate hearing from you. Thank you.